And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. I want to thank you for tuning in today. A few weeks back, over the holidays, spent some time out with good friends. There's about 12 of us, I guess, six couples, closest friends of ours, neighbors, people we hang out with a lot. And all of them make decent W-2 income. All of them decent participants of the retirement plan, right? We're at that age. We've got the kids are getting older. And that typically the discussion comes out at times. These people pay extra on their home mortgage each and every month. I used to be that guy. I'm not that guy. We don't do that anymore. But for years, I did do that. I'm the black sheep. Look, these are good friends. We're more alike than we're not alike. But there are some ways financially where we are much different, okay? These folks pay a lot of income tax. I don't. In fact, got some money back last year, all right? So I don't pay a lot of tax. These folks are at the mercy of Wall Street, right? It's constant discussion. What's going on with the market? I'm not at the mercy of Wall Street. These people believe that real estate investing is complicated, risky, time-consuming. I don't. I'm selling a house right now. Have I had to go to it a couple of times? Yeah, we had to do the make ready and the turn. But for months before that, I'd never even been to the property. So yeah, if I got to go two or three times this month to get it ready and fixed up and ready to sell, then it is what it is. But they see real estate investing complicated, risky, time consuming. They believe that it takes years and years, right? You got to pay the house off. And no, it doesn't take years and years. But their goal is to save a massive pile of money and retire, right? Sell the house. Kids are grown, out of school, and then they're going to go live where they always wanted to live. My goal is to create a large monthly cash flow and enjoy financial freedom. So here's the difference. My friends all live in a life of order and predictability, right? My life is partial order, partial chaos, right? I don't want it all one way or all the other. I like it right in the middle. But nothing upsets my friends more than unpredictability, right? These folks are business owners, pilots, chief financial officers of companies, investment managers. We all know the type, right? Some of them are in oncology, but their life is all predictable and all order. Nothing disrupts them more than disorder. And I live in a little bit of both, right? Chaos on the left, order on the right. If that's how it was, I've got one leg in each. Why is that? Because there is truth in what I'm going to share with you, that you'll never really grow unless you get out of your comfort zone. There's a gazillion quotes on that, but it's very true. And I had it told to me by a man that was a billionaire years and years ago. And I didn't really pick up what he was saying at the time, what he was telling me. But he was correct. But there's all kinds of quotes along that. There's another one, one of my favorites, weakness lives in comfort. That's pretty hardcore. I think Jocko uses that one a lot, but it could stimulate you. I mean, if things are just predictable and orderly and monotonous and you're wondering why you're not getting ahead financially, it's because things are predictable and orderly and monotonous, right? The conventional world plan says give me 40 or 50 years save, 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 and I might make you wealthy one day. Well, that's predictability in order for a maybe. This might, and you're going to be old and broken at that time. But what if you ventured out and said, you know what? My goal is I'm going to go buy one rental property. I'd like to create an additional $300 in cash flow per month. I'd like to double my investment with an equity capture. And we teach that, right? You go buy the property that hasn't been taken care of in a long time, the rundown property. That's what we teach. But you find the property that's had the deferred maintenance, et cetera. We buy these types of properties. And when you buy those types of properties, you can easily make 100% return within the equity capture, because when you fix it, the property's worth more. We teach that. That's a little bit of disorder. That's a little bit of chaos in your life. The first property I bought within the Lifestyles Unlimited model, I actually called my contact back at Lifestyles Unlimited back, and I said, I'm not going to buy this house. And this man told me, Mike, if you don't buy it, I've got 20 other people that will buy it. And the reason I wasn't going to buy it is because the first house I bought was perfect, clean, crown molding, wood floors. This was before I was educated with Lifestyles Unlimited. I bought the perfect house and didn't realize I was really ineffective as a real estate investor. And then when I became educated, I bought the imperfect house, putting chaos in my life, right? Putting a little bit of, holy cow, what am I doing? Am I throwing my money away? This is a bad move. I even tried to back out. And the gentleman told me, look, if you don't buy it, I've got 20 other people. So I went ahead and purchased it. A lot of people are just, you know, hey, my life is good and everything's going to be fine. And why would I want to take on a rental property that's taxes, toilets, and tenants? And I just don't want to do that, not understanding the big picture. So yeah, not everyone wants to be a millionaire. And that coincides with another thing that Dale Walmsley said, and this one's absolutely true. What gets in the way of a great life? A good life. And it goes back to that same old status quo. Hey, job is good, bills are paid, everything's just fine. But what happens when the job isn't good? Because it happens to everybody. Corporate America is great until the nanosecond that they're not. And I lived in that world. And there were some flat out cruel things that were done to people for no other reason than to reduce headcount, to maximize efficiencies. And by maximizing efficiencies, it means how can we get more out of these people by paying them less? That's maximizing efficiencies, and it's usually driven by the bean counters. But yeah, corporate America is great until the minute they're not. So a lot of these people that are have the good life don't realize that they may have chaos thrown at them, whether they like it or not. So be prepared. I'm going to frame the rest of this show within a question. And I'm going to ask you this. What are you more afraid of? Working until you die or investing in real estate? And you're like, well, Mike, those are two different. Those have no correlation whatsoever. No, yes, they do. What are you more afraid of? Working until you die or investing in real estate? If I'm phrasing it a different way, I'm going to say, do you fear chaos and disorder more than you fear the status quo, which is safety and mediocrity? And I will tell you, for most people, they fear chaos. People fear what they don't understand or what they don't know. So real estate investing for them, and again, only 7% of people, right? I've shared this stat with you out there. Only 7% of people out there own a piece of real estate investment property, right? You want to be different from the crowd? You want to be a rebel? Go buy some cash flow in real estate, because you will be different. The other 93% don't own it. I'm not talking about the second house. I'm talking about investment property, only 7%. But for most people, real estate investing is the great unknown, okay? You and I know it's not, because Lifestyles Unlimited can teach you very basic, simple, proven roadmap on how to do it. But they see it as chaos and disorder. It's the unknown. Yes, every piece of real estate is different. It's unique. Every opportunity is the what if this happens, what if that happens. They see it as risk. The status quo is stability and order. What is that? It's predictability. It's the 9-to-5 job, Monday through Friday. It's the pay extra so you can pay the mortgage off on the house, on the home, each and every month. It's the 401k paycheck deduction, the automatic investing, right? Out of sight, out of mind. I don't even remember what mutual funds I told them to put it into. I just take it out and I look at my statement every quarter, maybe even once a year. That status quo, it's I have X amount in savings, and when I get extra money, I try to put some money in there. Again, status quo is you start lying to yourself. You say, well, when my car is paid off, then we'll be able to take that vacation, right? Because I won't have the car note. If I get a bonus this year, then we'll be able to do X, Y, Z. Once the house is paid off, we'll be able to do this. So that to me is chaos, because I want to do those things now. But for the conventional wisdom world, it's just order and stability. So again, I want to ask you this. What are you more afraid of? Working until you die, or investing in real estate? Do you prefer order over chaos? It's okay. The large majority of people choose order. We see it every day, and I lived in that world. But it's time to add some chaos and some money and net worth growth to your life. Back on the other side.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mac Harrison. I'm talking about order versus chaos. I like to have a little bit of each in my life. I think order is just monotony, predictability. You're not getting out of your comfort zone. If you're not getting out of your comfort zone, you're not getting ahead, right? Even chaos at first can become order. I'll give you an example. Purchase that first rental home using the Lifestyles Unlimited model, right? Like I shared earlier. And it was just a beat up house. I mean, it was in bad shape. Windows were broken out. The air conditioner had been stolen. The hot water heater was taken out. With some college kids that lived there. I think the dad co-signed on the note with the genius idea that, hey, we'll build credit for my son and he can rent out a couple of rooms to his friends. And obviously the discipline wasn't within the son to do this properly, and it just went to chaos. It went to complete, it burned in, all right? By the time I got the home, it was being sold because it was the last ditch. Hey, we got to get out of here. Really sadly, if you look at that, I wonder what the father and the son's relationship is today. That kind of tears at your heart a little bit. It can't be good going through something like that. But anyway, I was the beneficiary, bought the beat up party house, and we really fixed it up nicely. One of the best things that happened to me was the neighbor next door, a young married couple. He had two daughters, both, I think one was newborn and one was about 18 months old, and truly feared for his wife's safety because crazy people were coming in and out of this house. And I bought it and fixed it and made it really nice and rented it out to some nice residents. However, during that process, I was a little freaked out, right? I bought just the crazy house. But mathematically, with, you know, using our model and analysis, it was a great deal. It made excellent sense on paper, but it was hard for me to enter into this world of chaos, right? Hey, I just bought this house. It needs, you know, weeks of work, right? We had to put in new flooring and countertops and fix walls that were cut through and paint rooms and add lights that were gone and add air conditioners and do some landscaping in the back and fix some fencing and do some roof repair. But what added order to my life was I had a great GC, right? The general contractor. And he put his, metaphorically put his arm around me and said, hey, little buddy, it's going to be okay. And he penciled out what the work was going to cost. He walked me through the plan and said, hey, here's what we're going to do. I'll take pictures each and every day and show you the progress of what we're doing and what's going on. And we'll do this in steps. And it added some order to my life. Although that first house, I'll tell you, I drove there about every 2 or 3 days just to go see it and look at it and see the progress myself. Because it was chaotic and I had to see and understand what was going on. But we got through it and it became a fantastic investment for me. And I wanted to do it again immediately. So yeah, order is the conventional wisdom life. It's the go to school, get good grades, go to college, get a job, feed a 401k for 40 years, retire, live frugally, and die. That's order. I prefer a little bit of each. I think chaos is freedom. It's the unknown. Order is the known. When I talk about real estate investing to somebody, a lot of people just zone out, right? It's like trying to teach my dog calculus. They just don't want to understand because they have the preconceived notion. It's complicated. It's too good to be true. It's totally different than what we're told to do, the conventional wisdom. And they just don't want the unpredictability in their life. And ironically, none of that is true. When you're educated and you have a roadmap and a plan, none of that is true. So let's get back to the question. What is the solution to not outliving your money or working until you die? It's passive income, right? And if you haven't bought some rental property, it's going to be a little chaotic at first. But the passive income is the beauty. It's the solution to the conventional wisdom world. Remember, retirement is a financial condition. It's not an age. And the way you create passive income, again, you're going to add some chaos to your life. The very best way, the most resilient asset class in the world is real estate. It is by far the best vehicle to create passive income. And with that first rental property, you add a little bit, right? It's a little chaotic at first, but you add, I think our take home was over $500 on that property when we bought it. That's a change, right? That is an incentive to go add a little more chaos to your life. But passive income is income that's not earned. And the way to get ahead is through passive income. And the best way to create passive income is rental real estate. So people fall into three categories. They don't know what passive income is. They don't understand passive income, or they're afraid of passive income. Again, that comfort zone, good life, great life, predicament, right? The chaos. Maybe they're a combination of all three. I didn't really even know what passive income was when I first joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and I owned a rental property. I had no concept because the rent was all going to the self-directed IRA. It wasn't going to me, and I was just like, hey, you got to pay the rent. It goes to the self-directed IRA. I never thought, hey, what if I owned the property and I get to keep a little bit of this each and every month? That's passive income, right? Mailbox money, as we call it. Although today everything's direct deposited, I still get a few checks from my multifamily properties. Back to chaos and order. The most successful people I've ever known in my life, looking back, left that comfort zone, that predictability. Think about it. Who are the most successful people in the world? Were they always living in that orderly fashion, or were they stepping a little bit into chaos? I assure you, they were adding a bit of chaos to your life. If you want to learn more about order versus chaos and why it's important to have some chaos in your life. You may have heard of an author. His name's Jordan Peterson, and he writes a book called The 12 Rules for Life. He has a chapter in there, and it is phenomenal. If you read anything, go get that. Jordan Peterson, 12 Rules for Life, and it's a fantastic discussion on order versus chaos and why you need to add a little bit of chaos to grow. Not total chaos. We're not saying your entire life needs to be a train wreck and things are out of control and you got 17 things coming at you from 17 directions. No, some chaos, because some chaos leads to order, which then requires you to leave order and add some more chaos, right? Remember, I told you that first rental property, I got it. It was chaotic, but I went through the process and I was like, man, that wasn't so bad. Let's try it again. Got the second rental property, added a little bit of chaos. That third rental property I got had massive foundation issues, added a lot of chaos to my life. I walked in the house and some dude's head is about 6 inches above the flooring in my living room. And it, at that time, mentally, I realized he's standing in a hole in my living room, putting piers in and fixing it. So when we talk about order, order is the known. It's a map, right? 100,000 people have driven this road. I know where this road goes, right? It goes to this city. It goes to this location. But let's say you had a map, and after a certain path, you're looking at it, it was just blank. Right? There was nothing there. You knew the road kind of went out there, but you didn't know what was there, right? The middle of Australia, right? That whole center, you know, Australia, everyone kind of lives on each coast and the middle is just the great expanse, right? It might be one of the last great wildernesses of the world. I'm sure there's some maps, but I bet there's a bunch of unknown, right? It fascinates me. What if you went beyond the known map, right? Let's say the road goes to this great city, well-traveled, well-known, but then 40 miles further, it just stops, and it just shows a great expanse of wilderness. No maps, no roads, the unknown. That's chaos, right? But you know what else chaos is? It's freedom. Order is known. It's restrictive. It's predictable. It's 401k is going to take X amount out of my check each and every month. They're going to do it again next month, and they're going to do it again next month. And I'm not even going to think about it, but when I'm 65, I'm going to be a millionaire, and we can do all this stuff. It's known, it's restrictive, it's predictable. But chaos, again, is freedom, right? When I bought that first rental property, life was chaos. When I bought the 11th rental property, it was easy. It was order. It was familiar. I told you I drove to that first one like every 2, every 3 days, just to see what was going on. The 11th one, I'll tell you exactly how many times I went to it. I went to it once, walked it after I'd done my analysis and said, yeah, this will make a good investment. Purchased the home. I went to it again a second time after my GC had completed the repairs. Okay, that was about a 2.5 month time frame from the time I closed. I really had walked it about 2 weeks before, so maybe it's about a 3 month time frame. So I walked it. Yep, everything makes sense. This looks great. Let's buy it. And then walked it when it was all done. Hey, here's what we needed to get done. Looks good. Boom, let's rent it out to a great resident. So I walked it twice. There was very little chaos. It was all happening in the background. It was familiar, right? There was order to the process. So to follow the entire path, I added chaos to my life because I realized I wasn't going to be able to save my way to retirement. Kind of stumbled into real estate investing and then kind of stumbled into, hey, I need to get better at this. So I need to get educated and pretty much forced myself that, you know, I was in the same building as where Lifestyles Unlimited was. And part of me wanted to walk away. And the other part of me said, no, Mike, it's now or never. Walk upstairs and go to that free workshop. And that's what I've done. So it's interesting in my life. I've known 2 billionaires, 2 of them, B with a billion. One was a good friend of mine. His father, I've talked about him before, incredibly gracious human being, wise, serious, very pious man. The other was salt of the earth. He owned a company I worked for many years. He was never so detached that you couldn't pick up a phone and call him. When you had lunch with him, it was hamburgers and beer. He drove, I think it was a five-year-old Jeep Grand Cherokee. I mean, not a flashy guy at all. What do these two people have in common? First of all, you'd never know that either of them was a billionaire. They lived in their same home, wasn't flashy for years and years. They drove modest cars. The builder drove a Caprice Classic, okay? Caprice Classic, right? The other one drove the old Jeep Grand Cherokee. They were all givers, time, resources, advice, wisdom, industry leaders. These gentlemen did things that others dared not do, right? They were constantly getting out of their comfort zone, new methods, adding chaos, developing those methods, bringing that chaos to order, but they were never afraid to take on a new method, a new system, a new project, dive into the unknown. They were always moving forward, right? Once one initiative was conquered, another one was created, was already in the works, right? They were knee deep onto the next thing. They were never afraid to reinvent themselves, but they were always getting out of their comfort zone, moving from order to chaos, establishing order, and then moving from chaos back to order, back to chaos, back to order, right? Real estate investing is much of the same. If you're scared to death of it, that's good. Get educated. Take the fear away. Get a plan. Get a mentor. That's what we provide. But if you're afraid of it, that's good, right? No one, you know, daredevils are either brave or foolhardy, and a lot of them don't do so well because they're foolish. No, go into it with a plan. Don't just go buy some real estate. That's not good, and you could get hurt doing that. But yeah, if you're afraid of it, that's a good thing. But education can overcome a lot of the risk. Go add some chaos to your life. I left order and added chaos to my life when I abandoned the savior way to retirement, the 401k conventional wisdom plan, and embraced real estate investment. I abandoned that, found basically chaos, because when I went home and I said to my wife, hey, I'm going to join Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm going to learn how to do this properly as a real estate investor. Now I'm added chaos to her life because she's like, what are you doing? But she supported me, but I can tell she was a little lukewarm to the whole idea, right? Now I'm adding chaos to her. Hey, I want to join this group. I want to buy more rental property. And understand this, we bought that first one in the self-directed IRA, and it was totally chaotic because I didn't know what I was doing, and I had to do this to do this. And I learned along the way that, no, you got to do this. And it was crazy. We were always dealing with that. Now I'm proposing, hey, we're going to add more chaos. I'm going to join this real estate investing group. I'm going to learn how to do it right. But you know, when order started to creep in with my spouse, with my wife, I had that fourth or fifth house, and we were bringing in a little more than $2,000 a month in passive income. And then suddenly she's like, hey, what is going on? What is this? This is kind of nice. I like this. And it was getting a little bit more comfort back to her, adding some more order, right? So the lesson, what I want you to understand, if your life is just monotonous, same old, but you're not getting ahead financially, that's a signal that, hey, maybe you need to look at something else. And I'm here to tell you that real estate investing, the most viable asset class in the world, is the single family property. What do we need more of? Quality housing. What do we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited? How to make money five different ways on a single family property by providing what? A need to society. We're not slumlords. We're providing that quality housing for people, places to live for great people. And as you go through it, you need to understand, if you want to get ahead and you want to change your life, you're going to have to add some chaos. You're going to have to add a bit of the unknown. And there are people out there that have done it. The most successful people I've ever known in my life have left their comfort zone. And you can too. And as you do it, you got to understand it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.